Nehemiah chapter 5. Now there was a great outcry of the people and of their wives against their Jewish kin. For there were those who said, "With our sons and our daughters we are many. We must get grain, so that we may eat and stay alive." There were also those who said, "We are having to pledge our fields, our vineyards, and our houses in order to get grain during the famine." And there were those who said, "We are having to borrow money on our fields and vineyards to pay the king's tax." Now our flesh is the same as that of our kindred, our children are the same as their children, and yet we are forcing our sons and daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters have been ravished. We are powerless, and our fields and vineyards now belong to others. I was very angry when I heard their outcry and these complaints. After thinking it over, I brought charges against the nobles and the officials. I said to them, "You are all taking interest from your own people." And I called a great assembly to deal with them, and said to them, "As far as we were able, we have bought back our Jewish kindred, who had been sold to other nations. But now you are selling your own kin, who must then be bought back by us." They were silent, and could not find a word to say. So I said, "The thing that you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God, to prevent the taunts of the nations, our enemies? Moreover, I and my brothers and my servants are lending them money and grain. Let us stop this taking of interest. Restore to them this very day their fields, their vineyards, their olive orchards, and their houses, and the interest on money, grain, wine, and oil that you have been exacting from them." Then they said, "We will restore everything, and demand nothing more from them. We will do as you say." And I called the priests and made them take an oath to do as they had promised. I also shook out the fold of my garment and said, "So may God shake out everyone from house and from property who does not perform this promise. Thus may they be shaken out and emptied." And all the assembly said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. And the people did as they had promised. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the food allowance of the governor. The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people, and took food and wine from them, besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded it over the people. But I did not do so, because of the fear of God. Indeed, I devoted myself to the work on this wall, and acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 people, Jews and officials, besides those who came to us from the nations around us. Now that which was prepared for one day was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and every 10 days skins of wine in abundance. Yet with all this I did not demand the food allowance of the governor, because of the heavy burden of labor on the people. Remember for my good, O my God, all that I have done for this people. Nehemiah chapter 6. Now when it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah and to Geshem the Arab and to the rest of our enemies that I had built the wall and that there was no gap left in it, though up to that time I had not set up the doors of the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, "Come, and let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono." But they intended to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it to come down to you?" They sent to me 4 times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. In the same way Sanballat, for the 5th time, sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall, and according to this report you wish to become their king. You have also set up prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, 'There is a king in Judah.' And now it will be reported to the king according to these words. So come, therefore, and let us confer together." Then I sent to him, saying, "No such things as you say have been done. You are inventing them out of your own mind." For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking, "Their hands will drop from the work, and it will not be done." But now, O God, strengthen my hands. One day when I went into the house of Shemaiah, son of Deleiah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his house, he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, tonight they are coming to kill you. But I said, Should a man like me run away? Would a man like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Then I perceived and saw that God had not sent him at all, but he had pronounced the prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this purpose, to intimidate me and make me sin by acting in this way, and so they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me. Remember, Tobiah and Sanballat, O my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, son of Ara, and his son Jehohanan had married the daughter of Meshullam, son of Berechiah. Also they spoke of his good deeds in my presence, and reported my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to intimidate me. Nehemiah chapter 7. Now when the wall had been built, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hanani charge over Jerusalem, along with Hananiah the commander of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. And I said to them, The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still standing guard, let them shut and bar the doors. Appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their watchposts, and others before their own houses. The city was wide and large, but the people within it were few, and no houses had been built. Then my God put it into my mind to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy. And I found the book of the genealogy of those who were the first to come back, and I found the following written in it. These are the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of those exiles whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, Beana. The number of the Israelite people, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172. Of Shephatiah, 372. Of Ara, 652. Of Pehath Moab, namely the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. Of Elam, 1,254. Of Zatu, 845. Of Zekai, 760. Of Binoai, 648. Of Bebai, 628. Of Asgad, 2,322. Of Adonikam, 667. Of Bigvai, 2,067. Of Adin, 655. Of Ater, namely Hezekiah, 98. Of Hashum, 328. Of Bizai, 324. Of Harif, 112. Of Gibeon, 95. The people of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Beth Azmaveth, 42. Of Kirath Jearim, Sephira, and Beeroth, 743. Of Rema and Geba, 621. Of Mikmas, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 123. Of the other Nebo, 52. The descendants of the other Elam, 1,254. Of Harim, 320. Of Jericho, 345. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Of Senaah, 3,930. The priests, the descendants of Jediah, namely the house of Jeshua, 973. Of Emer, 1,052. of Pashur, 1,247, of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua, namely Kadmiel, of the descendants of Hodavah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the descendants of Shalom, of Ater, of Talmon, of Akub, of Hatita, of Shobai, 138. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, of Hashufa, of Tabaoth, of Kiros, of Saya, of Padon, of Lebana, of Hagaba, of Shalmai, of Hanan, of Gidel, of Gehar, of Reaya, of Rizan, of Nekoda, of Gazam, of Uza, of Pasea, of Besai, of Neonim, of Nefushasim, of Bakbuk, of Hakufa, of Harhur, of Baslith, of Mahida, of Harsha, of Barkos, of Sisera, of Tema, of Neziah, of Hatifa. The descendants of Solomon's servants, of Sotai, of Sophereth, of Peraida, of Jeala, of Darkon, of Gidil, of Shephatiah, of Hatil, of Pokereth, Hazebaim, of Ammon. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not prove their ancestral houses or their descent, whether they belonged to Israel. The descendants of Deliah, of Tobiah, of Nekoda, 642, also of the priests, the descendants of Hobeiah, of Hakos, of Barzillai, who had married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their registration among those enrolled in the genealogies, but it was not found there, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until a priest with Urim and Thummim should come. The whole assembly together was 42,360. Besides their male and female slaves, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singers, male and female. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Now some of the heads of ancestral houses contributed to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, and 530 priestly robes. And some of the heads of ancestral houses gave into the building fund 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. And what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 derricks of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 priestly robes. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel settled in their towns. When the seventh month came, the people of Israel, being settled in their towns,